Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3472. We're continuing our series of looks ahead at 2024 and what it holds for us in the worlds of Star Wars storytelling. Today, we're going to cover three categories that we cover in our normal monthly updates, and this time it will be books, audiobooks, and short stories. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, we're going to talk about books, audiobooks, and short stories here, what we have to look forward to in the year 2024 for Star Wars storytelling, and I can tell you right now that as opposed to, say, live action and animation and movies, like, we pretty much know what's happening in 2024, right? We don't necessarily know all the key when situations, but we pretty much know what's happening. When it comes to books and audiobooks and short stories, we have only a partial picture, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that they don't tend to announce some of these things until we get a lot closer, and in particular with events like San Diego Comic-Con and New York Comic-Con, like those sorts of things are big moments for publishing, and so we won't necessarily get the full picture of Star Wars publishing this year until we get further along in the year. However, we do actually have release dates for a lot of stuff going into September of this year. As with last year, the releases are dominated by the High Republic. Now, back in 2023 at Celebration Europe, Michael Seguin mentioned how the previous release strategies for the High Republic were kind of overwhelming, basically, right? Like, two books would come out, and then a third book would come out the next month, so it was just all happening at one time. It was a little bit hard to absorb it all, and quite frankly, like, even just myself, thinking back to the times when I was getting into the expanded universe back in the early 90s and got to the point where I was just kind of overwhelmed by the amount of stuff that was coming out and eventually just kind of fell off of staying up with it. I'm feeling like I've kind of hit a similar point now these days, and just looking at the number of novels that we haven't yet talked about on the podcast here. So it's kind of nice that Seguin and the folks behind Lucasfilm Publishing have decided to give everybody a breather and slow things down. So instead of us getting all three of the Phase 3 Wave 1 books for the High Republic in November and December of last year, we only got the adult novel, which was The Eye of Darkness. So now we're going to get the middle grade novel in January at the end of the month. That would be Escape from Valo, and then a little bit later we're going to get Defy the Storm, which is the young adult novel for Wave 1. And then in the summertime, we're going to get the Phase 2 books. And so those will be Temptation of the Force. That's going to be the adult novel. And then Tears of the Nameless will be the young adult novel. And Beware the Nameless will be the middle grade novel. And we're not supposed to see the Wave 3 novels until the beginning of 2025. There have only been two other novels mentioned as far as releases so far that are not High Republic related. One of them is called The Living Force. It's by John Jackson Miller, so it's fun to have him returning to the fold. The last time he wrote a novel for Star Wars storytelling, it was the very first novel in the new canon, which was A New Dawn, the Harrison Dula and Kanan Jarrus novel. This one is designed to connect to The Phantom Menace, appropriate since this is the 25th anniversary year of the release of the film, because it takes place in the year prior to The Phantom Menace, and it talks about how the Jedi have been kind of pulling back from the galaxy and keeping to themselves on Coruscant more and more. So there's a mission that happens that where they decide to try to tell this group of people on a planet where they're closing a temple outpost that, hey, you know, we're still involved in things. And it turns out to be a really dangerous situation because a bunch of these warring pirate factions decide to band together and assassinate the Jedi Council there. So it is a novel that involves the entirety of the Jedi Council, which is going to be fun, but also Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then later in the year, we're going to have a novel called The Glass Abyss, which is a Mace Windu novel, and it's going to feature Mace Windu fulfilling one of Qui-Gon Jinn's final wishes. Like, Mace gets a message that Qui-Gon had triggered to be sent to Mace Windu in the event of Qui-Gon's death to help this group of people that Qui-Gon had helped at once he was a young Jedi a long time ago. This one's written by Stephen Barnes, and I thought this was a particularly fun fact. This is his first Star Wars novel in 20 years. The first one that he wrote was The Cestus Deception, I believe it was. And so, yeah, that's a Legends book now, of course. But here he is coming back 20 years later to have a new Star Wars novel published. So that's really fun and cool. And because of the fact that, it's Mace Windu fulfilling one of Qui-Gon's last wishes, it also has Phantom Menace ties as well, also appropriate for this year. So that's it on the novel front, seven novels. And then there is the Essential Legends collection, of course, which has at least two waves of releases this year. I imagine there'll probably be a third, but what's particularly notable about those releases is the fact that they're picking up with the X-Wing Squadron series. So Aaron Alston's books, Raid Squadron and Iron Fist, are coming out as part of these two waves. And in previous waves, they have done unabridged audiobook versions of these books, or at least ones that haven't had fully unabridged versions in the past. And so I would expect the X-Wing ones to get those as well. And also all of those novels that I just mentioned will very likely get audiobook versions as well. We don't have any word on an audiobook original for this year, which is a little bit surprising. They've had one pretty consistently every year for the last few years. So I'm hoping that they will announce something a little bit later this year and that we will actually get one before the year runs out. On the reference book side of things, there's only three that we know about of note so far. One of them is The Art of Jedi Survivor, and I happen to love The Art of books. I think they're absolutely amazing, so it's very cool that we're getting one of those. Also kind of expected, because there was an Art of Jedi Fallen Order, so yeah, they were bound to do it. Also, something called The Mandalorian Collection, which is one of those special edition books put out by Titan Publishing, the folks that do Star Wars Insider Magazine, and this one looks to be pretty amazing, because it's going to be tracking the appearance of Mandalorians in Star Wars stories going all the way back to the holiday special and talking about the Droids and Ewoks cartoon series. I mean, they are leaving no stone unturned on this one, so that looks to be cool. And then we are also getting, if you remember a couple of years ago, they released a book called Star Wars The Lightsaber Collection. We actually had Daniel Wallace here on the show talking about it. Well, he's back to do a High Republic specific one, the High Republic Lightsaber Collection. And then finally, on the short story front, we don't have any new short story anthologies that are slated to come out, at least not as far as we know just yet. The only short stories that we know about that we've got coming are from Star Wars Insider Magazine. So there are usually 8 issues in a given year of Insider, and so that means we're going from issue 223 all the way to issue 231. We've gotten 2 stories in phase 3 of High Republic storytelling so far, and with phase 1 we got 10 stories, with phase 2 we got 7 stories, so it's entirely possible that every short story in Star Wars Insider this year is going to be a High Republic phase 3 related story. It's also possible that they may take a break at some point to do a couple of Phantom Menace 25th anniversary stories. Possibly it could happen, especially when you consider that phase 3 of High Republic storytelling is going to run all the way through the beginning of 2025. So you could see a situation where you would have maybe like a longer 5 or 6 issue story, as we've talked about with these. They're actually serializing one longer story in Insider. It's an entirely different way of doing it compared to the way they did phase 1 and phase 2. So they could do, sort of a season 1-ish thing and then take a break to celebrate the Phantom Menace and then pick up with a season 2 that would run into 2025. Either way, I think it's fair to say that the majority of the issues are very likely to feature High Republic stories this time around. And that's what I've got for you looking ahead in 2024 to see what we're going to be getting in the world of Star Wars publishing with books and audiobooks and short stories. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you like it, if you enjoy the show, then I hope you'll consider sharing it with other Star Wars fans you know or are connected with on social media. I hope you'll also consider following or subscribing as the case may be in the particular app you're using, and in whatever app that is, I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review of the show as well. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.